Tough Reish Pei test. Yesterday we saw that anyone could chayv. Everyone is chayv in Megillah.
Wasn't here yesterday?
No, I posted it. I wasn't here. So I posted it. So the Shulchan Aruch discussed women. And then the Mechaber says that you have to hear it from someone that's chayv. Therefore, if a Chayr Shota or Katan reads it, Hashemayim and Alo Yatza, then you're not Yotze in that situation. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses what type of Chayrish we're talking about. He says we're Dafka talking about one who could speak, but they can't hear at all. In that situation, they can't be Motzi someone else. The reason is, even though normally we say that B'dieved, you would be Yotze, even if you say Shema, but you can't hear the Shema, B'dieved, you are Yotze. When it comes to Megillah, it's different because of Pursume Nisa, you have to be able to hear it. Or maybe because a Cheresh is even worse, we'll get to cochlear input. Maybe a Cheresh is even worse because he really can't hear no matter what. Shari Tshuva says that it's Dafka talking about someone who can't hear at all, but someone who could hear if you speak really loudly, that would work. And that's all the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But other Achronim disagree and say even someone who can't hear at all, even though lechachila they shouldn't read for you, b'dieved, if they read for you, then for sure that does work. It's machlokes. Why is he reading in the first place?
No, what about hearing it?
Oh, so that's what we're going to get to in a second. So then he says, Misha Kavdu Azdav, of course. What about someone who's far away from the bima and isn't able to hear well? So he should make sure that he follows along so that if he misses a word, he could say the word instead. And that's what we do if it's Haman or something like that, when people are screaming out too long for Haman. So if you think you missed a word, or someone coughs really loudly, and you think you missed a word, so you could just read it along, ideally from your actual Megillah.
You can't hear yourself say it, then.
Right, and I would, but here, if it's yourself, we assume you could hear, meaning if they're just screaming really loudly, so you can't hear the guy, but you'll hopefully be able to hear yourself, but you're right. So some people get nervous, like Joseph probably says like every word because he thinks that
I didn't hear. I read along with Belkari in the middle.
Okay, there you go.
What?
Out loud?
Yeah.
It's probably annoying.
Okay.
All right. A child also can't be motzi. Why can't a child be motzi? So the reason is, the Tosfos says, because a child is trei derabanan, whereas an adult is one derabanan. A child is trei derabanan because Megillah is a chiyuv derabanan, and the child's whole chiyuv is only midrabanan, and the adult has only one derabanan, so therefore the two derabanans can't be motzi one derabanan, and therefore a child can't be motzi an adult in Megillah. However, earlier in Tafresh Ayin Hey, the Mechaber brings an opinion that a child can be motzi an adult in Neros Chanukah, and so maybe the same thing would be true by Kriyas and Megillah, and so it's a machlokes in such a situation. Ikrei Dinim says that if it's a makom adchak, you're really in a pressing situation. The only person who knows how to read is a child, so then obviously we would rely on that opinion, but ideally we would not. What about a cheresh? What about a hearing aid? So machlokes aposkim, the Chazon Ish says that it really is okay. And it is like the Shomea. Ritzu Pesach Frank also says it's okay. Moshe Fein says no, it's not. Moshe Fein says no, it's not okay. And so obviously, listen, if you're really stuck, you need the hearing aid to hear, so then of course you're going to use it. It's only someone who maybe they don't really need the hearing aid, so then it'll be better if they didn't use it. Some people say that a woman can't be motzi a man either, because Megillah is like Kriyas HaTorah, that it's not Kavod HaTzibur. Just like we don't let a woman lane, so too the Torah, we wouldn't let a woman lane the Megillah on behalf of men either. And it could be that they're not chayav in reading the Megillah, they're only chayav in hearing. As we'll see, the Rama now says, Yesh Omer Mima Isha Kor La'atma Varechas Lishmo Megillah, Sheinu Chayeves Bikriyasa, that she should really say Lishmoa, the bracha of Lishmoa Megillah, and not Al Kriyas Ha Megillah. Rabbi Yashiv says that a woman can make the bracha and be motzi other women, but Rav Moshe Feinstein says that she should not be motzi other women. Women should each make the bracha on their own, and so obviously depending on the place, that's what they would do. But if you are reading the Megillah on behalf of a woman, the woman should make the bracha of Lishmoa Megillah. Yeah, Siv Gimel. Androgynous motzi mino below she'ino mino tumto mishachetzi oever afilo mino eno motzi yeshom dafilo satzma eno motzi v'tzarach l'shmal me'achayim. So someone who has both the male and female simanim, so then they can be motzi only the same type of person, and a tumtum can't be motzi anyone, one who does not have either simon of a man or a woman. Siv dalat hashemay megillah mishu mudar hanami menu yatza. If you hear Megillah from someone who you have taken a neder not to get benefit from, you are still Yotze, because the rule is mitzos lav lehanos nitnu. and therefore it is okay. However, you would not be able to ask that person to read the Megillah for you, because then you're not just benefiting from the mitzvah, you're benefiting from the fact that they are fulfilling what you asked them to do. And that is benefit. So if they read the Megillah, you could hear it, but you can't ask them to read the Megillah for you, because that would actually be called true benefit. Sif, hey, makom she'ein minyan, if it's a place where there's no minyan, im echad yodea v'acherim einim yodim, if one person knows how to lane and the others don't, echad poter es kulam, one can read on behalf of anyone. V'im kulam yodim, if everyone knows how, kol echad kori la'atzmo, then everyone should really read on their own. The Mishnah Berurah says, quotes the Pri Chadosh, who says that this is only l'chadchila, b'di'eved, you can have either way, everyone can read on their own, or one person can read on behalf of everyone. There's a discussion, what's better for women? Does Barovam apply to women or not? But Lamaisa, you should try your best to find a minion to hear the Megillah from, and then you'll be fine.